This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:14, sunny day today. Nice day today, but it's going to turn rainy all week, so we'll be aware of street flooding, and if it potentially comes down too fast to pump, and if the pumps are working, if the power's working, blah, 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 blah. Tim Temple joins us now, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. How you doing, Tim?
Good morning, Tommy. It's starting off as a pretty day. We'll see how it goes.
I don't mean to blah 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 make it seem insignificant, but it's always something, especially when it comes to insurance. Let me read from this story here, Louisiana Illuminator, by Wesley Muller, talented writer, quoting a legislator Glorioso is saying that if a cause and effect, I guess a quid pro quo with if they can say for certain whether this bill would lower premiums, that he said if that's the standard by which we're going to pass insurance bills, we may as well go home, saying that such guarantees would be impossible to make. And it is hard to find, Tim, you're the insurance commissioner, you tell me, a quid pro quo where if we do this, then the insurance company will do that? These are all just estimates or what? Tell me about linkage.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, one of the things that the party of status quo, the people that don't want anything to change with regards to legal reform, they pull this out of their playbook every single time legislation's passed. You know, it's like, well, if you can't guarantee or if we can't mandate a rate change, then we shouldn't do it. But let me tell you, Tommy, I want your listeners to understand, Florida has done it. Georgia has done it. Texas is in the process of doing it. South Carolina has tried to do it. Oklahoma is in the process of doing it. There are states all around this country that are tackling legal reform, and their legislatures and their governors and everybody else are not, you know, pounding the table saying you have to mandate. It works, though. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. Last year we passed property reform. I've already approved 8 property companies filing for rate decreases for 2025. They filed for those decreases not because I told them to do it, mm-hmm. not because it was a mandate or a guarantee in legislation. They did it because the laws change. It allows them to be more competitive. And when companies are competitive, we benefit with lower premiums. Period. End of story.
So when it comes to what is making its way through the legislature and in turn the insurance companies will take note of, let me take a step back first, Tim Temple, insurance commissioner. Before an insurance company can get an increased auto rate, they go before you and you have to approve it. Is that the way it works?
They have to file. Yes, they have to come to the department and they submit a filing, a rate change, mm-hmm. up or down. Either way, both. They have to get approved.
Do they go down often or not?
Well, yeah, look, I just approved 8 decreases in 2025 for property reform mm-hmm. because of the laws that were passed. So, yeah, they do go down.
Okay.
But they have to come to the department. They have to bring their math, if you will. And they have to justify, actuarially justify. It means the numbers, right. The math has to add up that the premium that they're asking for is adequate to cover the risk that they're assuming. It can't be excessive, meaning too much. And it can't be inadequate, meaning too little. If it's inadequate, then that would indicate when they have claims that they're not going to be able to pay those claims. If it's excessive, that means that they're asking more than what the risk that they're covering. And I have 39 times since I've been commissioner of insurance, I have told insurance companies with their rate filings, go back because the math does not add up. In addition to that, 21 times I've told companies, your rates are excessive. They're too high for what the risk you're assuming. Go back and either withdraw your filing or resubmit a different rate. So I have the authority today. So the people that want to say that I don't are being, at best, disingenuous.
For people that don't know, and I know somebody that became an actuary, it takes about 7 to 10 years of school to do that, same as medical school or even more. It gets very complicated. It is the basis for the insurance industry, and that's why, Tim, I think it's important that you are the insurance commissioner because you know the game from the inside out, correct?
Yeah, look, I'll tell you, Tommy, you're right. Actuaries, I mean, they are highly skilled, highly trained. And our actuaries, we have several on staff. You know, they don't just rubber stamp or approve everything that comes across their desk. They go back to the insurance company actuary.
Think Tim's phone cut out, so what we're going to do is take a break here for traffic early if we can and pick it up when we come back because it's very important. And I will say, if y'all have any questions about it, and I'm getting some texts coming in here on the Oakland Art Jeweler text line, text me line. Bill's introduced to remove the credit criteria from automobile insurance. We'll talk about that with Tim Temple when we come back. 820 traffic now, WWL. It is 8:25. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. There aren't a lot of fun movies about insurance, but I'll tell you what, if you watch from way back in the day, Double Indemnity with Fred McMurray, I like my old movies, Tim Temple. It might explain to you a little bit about what an actuary does and how they go about computing risk and what makes sense and what doesn't. With all that being said, somebody texted in about credit rating and insurance companies and taking that out as a determining factor in auto insurance rates. Is there any, how important is that to insurance companies, and are there any bills in the legislature making their way through that would eliminate that?
Yeah, Tommy, I think there is a bill that addresses that, but the vast majority, and I want to say it's somewhere in the 40s, states allow credit rating. Mm-hmm. So let's talk numbers, and
let's talk the actuarial part of it, Tim, for people that don't understand. Why is that important, and why do people with better credit get lower insurance rates?
Well, I think one of the things that the data would support is those with better credit are less likely to file what I would call a nuisance claim, mm-hmm. right? Something you may get a small fender bender, you know, something that's not vastly expensive. And so obviously the less you use insurance, then the less the claims are and the less the premiums are going to be as a result of that. And, you know, premiums follow claims. The more claims a state has, as a whole, then the more expensive the premiums are going to be. And that's one of the things that we've been looking at. So credit scoring is one. I know I've seen some data that said if credit score goes away, then think about it. People with good credit are going to pay more. Mm-hmm. And that's a conversation that we need to have. And if the people of Louisiana decide that that's what they want to, you know, that's something that they want to change in Louisiana, then, then the legislature will pass it, the governor will sign it, and we'll regulate and hold insurance companies accountable that way.
Let's talk about the prescribed damages, however you phrase it. Explain what that is, how important that is, and are any bills advancing that would address that when it comes to either soft tissue damage and what the insurance company actually pay, or what the patient actually pays, or out of pocket and what the insurance company pays, and who's reimbursed, et cetera. Explain that, Tim, please.
Yeah, and there are several bills that are working the way through the process right now that address, and I think it's referred to now as medical transparency.
Okay.
And when you get in an accident and you have medical bills and you seek treatment, you know, most people use their health insurance. They pay for it, and that's part of what health insurance is for. So they use health insurance. But then if you've hired an attorney and you seek reimbursement for that, Your attorney is bringing what was billed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Not what was paid. And we all know that the billed amount is always much higher than the paid amount because healthcare providers negotiate lower, they negotiate discounts. And what's happening is it's sometimes referred to as phantom damages, unjust reward. People are getting more than their healthcare provider actually paid out. So that's one. And the bills, it's not saying it's disallowed. It's not saying you can't do that. All the bills that I've seen would promote is that if you do litigate, then the judge or jury gets to see both numbers. They get to see what your healthcare provider billed and what your healthcare provider paid. And then the judge and jury would decide how much you would be, how much you would be entitled to.
Tim, we got 90 seconds left. Let me jump in here. For people that say, well, you go to Texas and the insurance rates are here, you go to Mississippi and you do that. Why is it not just as simple as saying, okay, let's change the law and do exactly what Texas or Mississippi does?
Well, look, we would have to change a wholesale. You can't just pick one or two and expect that. I mean, if we want to be like Texas, we have to adopt a whole set of regulations from the Department of Insurance, a whole set of tort law from Texas, same with Mississippi or Alabama or anybody else. I mean, what we're trying to do is address what drives losses in Louisiana. Why do we have twice the number of bodily injury claims? Why do we litigate twice the national average? That's what these laws are doing. If we want to be like these states, we need to do things to bend the curve downward on the number of claims that we say were hurt. I mean, to have twice the national, average of bodily injury claims would suggest that we have brittle bones in Louisiana. We don't. So why do we do that? Why do we say we're injured? Why do we litigate? These bills are designed to bring more transparency to the process and bring the premiums down through lower claims. Premiums follow claims. If you reduce the amount insurance companies pays out, the premiums will follow.
What is the best, Tim, we only have a second left. What's the best possible case that we can expect for auto rates after this session? You've been around a while. What do you think?
Well, look, I mean, last year we passed 2-year prescriptions. So now people have an additional year before they file litigation. I think 2 years on the outset. But insurance companies, look, if we pass all this legislation that's strong, I'm going to pressure insurance companies by saying, guys, give us the credit. I can't make them do it, but I can certainly engage in conversation and say we're passing strong legislation, bet on the good outcome in Louisiana, and start to get more competitive.
The only thing I would say also is put the damn phone down, pay attention to what you're doing. Thank you, Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. We'll talk to Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Council member, when we come back, about water meter readings and taking pictures and all that stuff right now. Time for WWL First News. 8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Some rain coming in throughout the week, starting tomorrow, but today is going to be nice and spring-like, so enjoy that while you can. Scott Walker joins us now. Sure, he's a Jefferson Parish Council member, but more importantly, he's the son of the oldies king, Bob Walker. How you doing, Scott?
Morning, Tommy. Nothing like starting a Monday with you.
Yeah, let me say this, too, about the old man. He's got his, and I'll give him a little plug here, Yacht Radio 690. Is that his website? What is it?
YachtRadio.com, yeah.
YachtRadio.com.
Does the things he used to do, and he's got a nice little online audience, and he does some live shows during the week, and people love it.
So if you miss all those oldies that we used to play on Cool 95.7, all those New Orleans oldies, you can find them there. And I'll just give the old man a little plug because he and I worked together for a long time. Tell me about what's going on with water meters in Jefferson Parish and the genesis of all of this, how it started.
Well, for a few years now, we've gotten complaints daily from constituents that have discrepancies with their water meter reading. Either they feel like the meter's not being read, or the readings are inaccurate, or their bills are astronomically high and there's no explanation for it as far as they can see. So they contact us, we look into it, and typically most of the cases are solvable. It's either a leak that's discovered on the homeowner side or a leak that's discovered on the parish side. And if it's on the parish side, we fix it. Of course, it's on the homeowner side, it's on the homeowner to fix it. But there are some that are sort of in the gray area. So this contract amendment that we did at our last council meeting to Olameter, our third-party meter reading company, makes them a little bit more accountable, makes them take a photograph of the meters that are out of whack, either 200% above their normal level or 50% below their normal level over a yearly average. And that prompts them to take a picture, and that picture would be available with a meter reading if any constituents have a question about whether it was read, how it was read, what the reading was, and where it all lands. So it's something that we hope brings more transparency and accountability to the process. And this is sort of just a bridge to get us from now to when we replace all of our meters over the next few years with the new smart meter technology that'll render all of this conversation useless, and their readings will be much more accurate and dependable.
So how do they know if it's 200% above? Somehow they have a interface with the phone or something. When they enter the numbers in, it pops up a warning or something, and then they take a picture?
Yeah. On the equipment, when they scan the number, the meter, it triggers an alert. And right now, Olameter can bypass that alert, and it triggers our water department to then go and look at that meter a second time to see what's going on. This now forces them to take the picture on the spot and not bypass that alert anymore, and free up our water department to do other things and not go out to the meter unless they absolutely have to.
Tell me about the elections and the renewals in Jefferson Parish and how important it was. They all passed, I think, right?
Yeah, they all passed overwhelmingly, which was great. And I know things are tight for people right now, and there was a lot of no sentiment out there, but I kept telling people, these are millages that were renewals. They weren't new taxes, and they are critical to the basic operation of government. They're not anything extra. They're for recreation, libraries, and drainage, 50% of the drainage budget, 90-plus percent of libraries and recreation. So if those would have gone away, then you would have seen libraries closed. You would have seen playgrounds closed. You would have seen programming cut. You would have seen drainage not drained to the capabilities that we do. And some of the pushback was, well, we've had this for 10 years. My street still floods. And I say, well, it's not in your house. That's typically what we do in Jefferson Parish. Is the system is designed to keep the water in the streets. And typically, outside of some isolated incidents, it doesn't get inside people's homes. And that's the goal. And drainage is good in Jefferson Parish, considering where we live and what we've been through. And this keeps that going. It keeps the operations going, keeps the maintenance going, keeps some of the new innovations going and things like that. But it can only be used for the purposes that it's authorized for. That is it. Some people say that you're using this for this or that or whatever, but it can only be used for what it's authorized for, and that's why it's so important. It is strictly dedicated millage money that has to go to drainage, recreation, and libraries.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. Y'all got any questions, comments? Scott Walker, 504-260-1870. And I was thinking about this over the weekend, about these millages that were up. And the one for the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, again, if you don't know, it passed by 2 votes. So if you don't think your vote counts, it does. I know Plaquemines Parish, they had a millage up. 2,400 people voted. I was one of those 2,400. And it's sad, really, how so few people take part in the process, but then do nothing but complain. But I was thinking about, and I'll address this with Scott when we come back, about this millage thing. You don't put them on in perpetuity because you want to make sure that the politicians are responsible with the money. But then, as Scott was saying about, you know, the streets still flood, well, there are ongoing expenses. It's not necessarily all about capital expenditures, and it just seems like that you can either judge politicians by electing them or not voting for the millage renewals. And it seems as though the Jefferson Parish government, if you will, got 2 hearty thumbs up in the way both of these passed. We'll pick it up when we come back. 8:51 traffic now. WWL. I-857, back to Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Council member. When we started this off a couple minutes ago, you said something about starting your week with me. Was that cracking wise there or not?
No. Okay. No better way to start a Monday than with Tommy Tucker on WWL.
Okay, all right, because I'll call the old man on you. I know your mom, too. I'll let her know as well. Let's talk about this brew pub in Jefferson Parish and the meeting last week and where we stand on all of that.
It's been a contentious issue for a year and a half now, and I've stayed consistent with my vote. It's a District 1 project that was shepherded in by former District 1 Councilman Marion Edwards. Each district had $12.5 million at their discretion, federal money that was available after after the pandemic. And that's what he decided to put his money towards, a transformational project in District 1. And I supported that, and I still support that. The lease was made during a time when things were different during COVID, and it's designed to attract a person or a company like Port Orleans to come in and spur economic development. And I think it's going to be a great development for Gretna and for the West Bank and for Jefferson Parish.
You know, one thing I missed, and I know you're a former journalist, or you might still, I don't know. Notice that Scott said the design is to keep the water in the street, someone telling the truth about our drainage design. And that is interesting that somebody heard it that way. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I mean, it's we live in a bowl, and our drainage works really well. You want to see how it doesn't work? Don't fund it through a millage where 50% of the budget is lost.
Mm-hmm.
Our drainage, you see when a storm comes how quickly our water typically gets out. I mean, if your street's flooded, it's gone in an hour usually, maybe less. It collects. We get a lot of rain. It collects. It drains. I mean, the system is working as designed. Yes, it's an old system, but it is working. Our drainage system works. We may get some puddling. We may get some flooding, but it's going to go away. But we're never going to stop the flooding. No matter how great our drainage system is, the flooding is going to continue, and we're going to have these heavy rains, and we're going to have this persistent street flooding in areas that have experienced it for a long time.
We maintain,
we make it better in spots, and hopefully lessen it in some of those areas.
What you just said, my younger, taller friend, is the truth, and it applies to Orleans Parish as well, and everybody needs to remember that as we go into what could be a rainy week. Thank you, Scott. Tell the parents hi for me.
Thanks, Tommy.
You bet. Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Council member. We'll come back. Talk to Karen McCord. Her daughter, Carly McCord, killed tragically in an airline accident. We'll talk about her story when we return on WWL.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like,
yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.